my chance with you. Didn't know what I was missing. You gave me something to miss. I don't need anybody, I'm fine here on my own. But if I needed somebody, it'd be you I call my own. I don't need anybody, I'm fine here on my own. But if I needed somebody, it'd be you I call my own. I intercept you as you walk toward the door.
Listening to 91.5 WFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Welcome
and,
back.
And this is Aiden.
And this is Ben.
And we're here on a regular time talking to you.
In your ear holes.
All up in your ear holes. It's us. Hello again.
It's your two best friends. The devil and the angel.
A special theme.
Ooh. Today's theme is morality.
Today's theme is Kant's moral imperative.
Yeah. Today we're going to learn
about Immanuel Kant.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Starting with.
That's exactly what's happening right now.
Are you ready?
Uh huh.
Just tell them.
Okay. Here we go. Well, all right.
While that's happening.
Yep.
Aiden showed me something very disturbing prior to the show starting.
Yeah. I did need it.
Before I tell you all what it is, I want you all to picture what you think it might be
in your mind.
Showed me
what did the guy show Ben that was just one of the worst things we've ever seen.
It's disturbing. That's right. It's actually worse than you thought. It was a video of somebody trying to make toast,
but then they just couldn't make it. And they got so frustrated that they tore apart three separate appliances. Three pieces of bread on fire. Actually, just one. I lied. Haha, you wouldn't know that because it was just a video.
It was a video. And this is an auditory platform.
Immanuel Kant, 22nd April 1724 to the 12th of February 1804, was a German philosopher who is a central figure in modern philosophy. In his doctrine of transcendental idealism, he argued that space, time, and causation are mere sensibilities. Things in themselves exist, but their nature is unknowable. In his view, the mind shapes and structures experience. With all human beings sharing certain structural features, he drew parallel to the Copernican revolution in his proposition that worldly objects can be attributed a priori, and that intuition is therefore independent from objective reality. Kant believed that reason is the source of morality, and that aesthetics arise from a faculty of disinterested judgment. Kant's views continue to have a major influence on contemporary philosophy, especially the fields of metaphysics, epistemology, ethics, political theory, and postmodernism.
Spider-Man?
True, though. All right, Spider-Man. So recently there was this PS... I'm a bit of a gamer guy. just a little bit.
Aiden knows a lot about the video games.
Just a little. and
that was inside my brain. That noise.
I'm wearing
headphones. It was
waiting to come out
inside the middle of my brain.
Yeah, that was my lip and my tongue making a sweet, sweet interaction.
Do it again. Make it again. Wow,
that was violating.
Sharp.
But anyway,
poignant.
I've always kind of been a Spider-Man guy. I think Spider-Man was like my first big superhero. I had an amazing Spider-Man comic book subscription for a year and a half.
You read the comic books.
I read the comics. The source material.
What's it called? A primary source.
Yes. I was so into the Spider-Man comics that like I just like looked past the really cheesy Tobey Maguire movies and for a while had the first Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield be like my favorite movie.
Wait, hold on. We're coming back to Tobey Maguire.
Was big into Spider-Man Homecoming. Huge fan, actually.
That was really well done.
Really enjoy Spider-Man being corporate of the greater Marvel Universe. But as of late, the Spider-Man PS4 game has come out, captured the physics of web swinging almost perfectly and a really cool story, and I'm just super into it. So I've been watching a lot of gameplay, and I've just been reminded about how much of a relatable superhero Spider-Man is, and that just like, you know, it's pretty cool. See a little bit of myself in him.
I do remember the Spider-Man on PS4 actually getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, it
was really nice.
Did really well. And people love it. It's a cool game.
Spider-Man games have always done really well, I think.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because people just love to be a man in tights swinging about New York on these weird webs.
Like the internet.
Essentially the internet, but different. Essentially the same, but also different fundamentally.
So, okay, I promised we would come back to Tobey Maguire.
You did say that, and I have a feeling based upon your words that we're about to do that.
So
is this true?
Yeah, that's right. Wow. I would say that's accurate.
As Kant would say, I took that intuition a priori.
I need to mute your microphone right now. So yeah, I postulate that Tobey Maguire ruins movies.
Oh.
And not just
Toby.
Not just
Toby, why?
Spider-Man.
Oh.
He ruins all movies.
All movies.
Even movies he wasn't near. He ruins all movies ever.
Tobey Maguire just makes Hollywood burn.
He is horrid.
He's not that.
That's wrong. No, you can't. What role was he good in?
He was in Brokeback Mountain, right?
I don't know.
I think he was.
I'm just going to say he ruined Ray Gatsby. He ruined...
Brokeback Mountain.
Spider-Man. You can't say he was good in a role.
It was
a good movie.
Everyone was into it. Him and Jake Gyllenhaal were happy. I don't think so. I don't think that's the plot. I think it's more complicated than I'm letting on, and I'm probably oversimplifying.
I'm on his IMDb page now, and I'm going to start just naming movies I think he ruined. Let me find ones I've seen. Spider-Man, the video game, he ruined. Spider-Man, the movie, also ruined. I'm sure he ruined Seabiscuit. Spider-Man 2, the video game, and the movie, I think he probably ruined. Spider-Man 3, the movie, and the video game, also ruined. Tropic Thunder, I think, persisted despite his efforts. Great Gatsby, he for sure ruined.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my issue with him.
Yes.
He just looks annoying, and then additionally is annoying.
He's a real man's man.
I don't know what that means at all.
That was vague.
That has no definition. But all of our listeners right now, if you are on a portable computer,
yes,
please make your way search his name into the internets.
Search his name.
And why don't you try to find pictures of him on the red carpet where he is wearing clothes that indicate he has just absolutely no idea where he is. All of the pictures of him on the red carpet make him look like Tommy Wiseau all the time.
Maybe he is. Ben.
I have a theory.
Ben. Oh, wow. But Ben.
Yes?
It says we have nine listeners.
Nine listeners. Okay. Yeah. I don't believe him. I'm calling hijinks.
Do it right now.
I'm calling you.
Call in.
Call me out for calling you out. By calling in reach out. Touch us through the void.
Just do it. Come on. Come on, do it. Do it.
We're waiting. We're just gonna. Well,
no more show until we get validation.
WMFO.org.
Mm-hmm. Just do it.
I'm waiting. We are silently waiting. Aiden is holding his breath, turning bright red, now blue. Now he's a ghost. He's translucent. Okay. I think it's fake. I don't think anyone's listening. Someone called in. Aiden's not looking so good. Oh, gosh. All right. Should we take him out to our next song? Our little ditty?
Yep. all right. Well, that was sad. But anyway, okay. I have a song that best describes... All right. I've recently kind of gotten into the song. It's a little out there.
Okay.
It would best describes what I think a fever dream is like, and I'm just fascinated by it.
Clearly
it's
the mood.
It's Japanese and also talks about shrimp a lot. So just bear with me here. I think we're all gonna love it.
I don't know how he couldn't.
All right, we'll check in with you guys after a few little ditties here. Enjoy yourself.
How many shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich. あいつらはピンク動物園で思ったピンク食べ物でそうなんだ実は私はタラコが大好きプラスエビカニ食べようピンク色になるのだからみんな違う色人間って勘違いしてるよね Black, white, green or blue Show off your natural hue Flamingo Oh 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 ohIf you're multicolored, that's cool too. You don't need to change. It's boring being the same. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. You're pretty either way. ツルの尻尾下に向かって曲げたらフラミンゴ意味不明だけど面白いでしょ日色に染まった世界今日も地球のどこかでエビをむしゃむしゃ食べてフラミンゴはピンク色に染まっていくぜ 1,2,3 Black, white, green or blue Show off your natural hue Flamingo, oh 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 If you're multicolored, that's cool too You don't need to change It's boring being the same Flamingo, oh 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 You're pretty either way Flamingo How many shrimps do you have to eat Before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick Shrimps are pretty rich Green or blue Show off your natural hue Flamingo Oh 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 If you're multicolored that's cool too You don't need to change It's boring being the same Flamingo Oh 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 You're pretty either way Flamingo Oh 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 oh
Good morning and welcome back. That was Cream of Wheat.
That was Flamingo by Caro Caro Bonito.
An absolutely insane song.
An instant classic.
And then
Lost at Sea by Dog Yop.
So if you just called during those two songs, we are sorry, but we are incompetent.
Yeah, so it's not a mixture of incompetence as much as it is just, you know, us being too competent.
We're so confident.
We know exactly what we're supposed to do, so when it doesn't work the way it's supposed to.
We have a ring.
We got a ring.
We're going to work on this. We're going to try to not hang up on you.
A different phone flasher, though, so we're going to see how this happens, and we're going to bring them on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, friend.
Can you hear us?
Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Well, whoever's on this line is on.
Did we get the... Oh, you need to press that.
Hello?
Hello. Are you on air?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Friend.
Hello?
Nope. Well, okay.
Try again. Maybe the other one?
Well, this is embarrassing.
No, someone's calling on the second one.
We don't have line two. Line two just simply doesn't exist.
Wait, we need to...
It's gone. Well.
We're working on it.
It'll be fine.
If you are listening,
we love you.
We're so confident.
If you are listening, we love you.
Something sounded...
Hi.
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Okay, well, not for now.
Unfortunately, we heard... Try again now. The other flasher.
Okay.
I'm just watching Aiden doing...
Hello.
Oh, I hear something.
What, you do? Oh, yeah, my headphones aren't working.
Hello. Hello, person with the worst cell service I may have ever heard. How are you? Someone's trying to communicate.
Someone's just trying to reach out.
I think it might be space aliens.
Who? I'm on different headphones now because for some reason they're not working, and I'm just constrained in the worst way.
Aiden is essentially tied to the desk.
Hello?
Wait, let's give him...
Hello, I'm trying to reach the desk. Thanks for listening.
You're trying to reach...
You guys know who Donald Trump is because that's so close to me.
What?
General herpes, I click.
Okay. Bye, friend.
It's been great. That was horrid.
That was easily the worst experience of my night.
I watched Aiden show me a video where somebody
took apart appliances in a plea for desperation. We just spent 3 minutes fumbling over that, and then that was just the worst.
I have never been so unhappy and discontented as someone calling again.
It wants on. Whatever it is, demands validation.
The demon.
I believe he referred to himself as General Herpes.
He's back for blood.
he's out for it.
Who was that?
Who simply could that be?
I have some important news because I just got a good text.
We love good
while we're waiting for General Herpes to
show himself to claw his way back into the airwaves.
And I feel comfortable disclosing the prank that I have committed.
Oh no!
And we'll wait. We have the ringer.
Here with him? Hello, welcome to Cream of Wheat.
Hello?
Oh, thank God.
Oh, hi.
Okay, this is much safe. More pleasant.
Hi. What's your name?
It's Brooke.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, thank you.
How are you?
I'm such a fan. I'm good. How are you?
We like kind of figured.
We're good. Thank you.
We just got some very
it
nice.
It was just like on multiple lines. We're okay.
We had two people calling at once. Yes, Brooke, how are you? What'd you hear?
I'm good.
Give us the report.
How's your night going?
It's good.
It's just going great.
We got attacked by someone who calls himself General Herpes.
So I heard about that.
We felt upset in that moment, but you're here to help us get over that being upset, Brooke. But not to make you do any more emotional labor than you're prepared to do.
Yeah,
like, that's
I want
totally
you to
fine.
Stay within your comfort zone for sure.
That's definitely really important to us here at Groom Everett. Brooke, define your day for me in a single word.
But make that word rhyme with book.
A lot of pressure.
Wait, that shook. One's... Oh,
what?
That's
shook?
Unfortunate.
Shook is your word?
It was okay. Like a fine day. I don't know.
It was a fine day. Okay. How was... You're at Vanderbilt, correct?
You know this, Ben.
I do know this.
Don't ask rhetorical questions, you silly.
I wanted us to have some rapport on air.
Oh, we love rapport.
Brooke, where do you want to travel?
What? Where do I want to travel?
Yeah. Yeah.
In my life?
If Ben and I came to you right now in our Cream of Wheat mobile that we have parked up back.
It's out back.
And it's run on actual wheat.
Globs of
100%
wheat.
100% biofuel. And we come to you and we're like...
Sounds skeptical.
And we're like, Brooke, we're going to give you a biofuel ride to anywhere. Where would you want to go?
Within the continental United States.
No, I mean, like, it's also a boat and a plane. And
okay.
Mostly a submarine.
It's primarily a submarine with wheels, but...
I'm leaning towards Spain.
Spain. Why?
Ooh.
What do you want to do in Spain?
Que guay.
I'll learn Spanish.
Wait, okay, that's not how this works, Brooke.
You misunderstood the rules.
You don't go to other countries to learn things.
You go there to make fun of the food.
Uh-huh. And look at stuff.
And take pictures on your smartphone.
You go to eat tapas and look at bullfights.
I feel like, yeah, I could still do all that in Spain, though.
And learn? No. That's not how this works.
No. You misunderstood rule 2 and 3.
Of the Cream of Wheat travel manual. Now available now on Amazon Books.
On Amazon Books.
And also the
Kindle.
That's Amazon? No, right?
No.
Yeah, it is. The Kindle's Amazon.
The Kindle, right? Fuego.
Someone's been to Spain.
Someone has been there.
Have you actually been to Spain, Ben?
I've been to Spain actually for like a couple days.
Oh, that's cool.
We walked around a lot. It was a while ago.
Oh, cool. I've been to Spain in opposite land. As in, I haven't been to Spain.
Rick, have you been to Spain in opposite land or
have
otherwise?
You been to Spain in real land?
She sounds confused.
Okay.
Brooke?
Sorry. Yep.
Brooke, do you have messages for us?
Yeah, give us some announcements.
What's going on? Tell us about the Vanderbilt drama.
Yeah.
We here in our Tufts bubble don't know about other schools' drama.
Yeah, go Melodors. I mean...
Anchor down.
Go Melodors is right.
That's the acapella group, right? No,
oh.
It's the...
Yes, they just had a concert the other
yes,
day. Huge
yes.
Huge fan.
Good.
What songs do they sing?
Oh, it's the Vanderbilt Commodores. Is the...
Let's see, what songs... I was unfortunately not in attendance at the concert, but
huge fan. Forgot to put the little word fake in the middle.
little carrot.
Insert
huge
word here.
Fake fan.
Brooke.
All right, let it be known to the world that Brooke is a fake fan of the Vanderbilt Melodors. There it is. I just said it.
Yeah, everyone call in and they will destroy you on air.
We'll just roast you publicly.
I'm not strong enough for that.
Oh, Brooke, don't go. We miss you.
Sadly, I do have to return to my lab homework.
Oh,
but this has been thoroughly entertaining.
You can be a fan of the Melodors in opposite land.
Brooke, are you a fake fan or a real fan of Cream of Wheat?
Huge fan.
Oh, good. Have you got any of our merchandise?
Fake.
Have you gotten any of our Cream of Wheat merchandise,
which includes
but is not limited to a baby onesie and also a morph suit with our logo on it?
On the butt and the face.
Oh, here's what I can get.
Oh, excellent. Good.
Well,
you'll
we'll
get
send
a
you a free
package.
One of whichever one we decide to put in stores. On Amazon Books first.
We'll send you one on Amazon Books. On your Kindle. We'll send one over.
Brooke, right. Any parting words?
Thank you for letting me be part of your show tonight.
Oh, Brooke. Thank you for being a part.
We love you, Brooke.
We appreciate you, Brooke. All right.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. And?
Well, that was good.
That was good.
That felt wholesome.
That was nice.
But you know what's more wholesome?
The next song?
When we serve the public.
with... Oh!
It's time.
Indeed.
You clearly haven't been looking at the clock, at which I'm at a perfect angle to look at.
A perfect angle. Should I get the jangly guitar?
Oh, I think it's time.
Okay. Well, Aiden is going to find the perfect piece of... The little crunch of knowledge to put into your brain. We're going to put it in your noggin. I'm going to find some happy, jangly...
Crunch for your noggin.
It's crunch for your noggin time on Cream of Wheat. And we're going to teach you a thing or two about things and stuff pertaining to life and things. And we're going to do our best until... What was it? Who was that?
I was just thinking about General Herpes.
Wait, Aiden. Aiden, look at me. I think he said genital.
I like to think he said general. I like that.
He's waging wars against our bodies.
All right, let's not go too into detail here, Ben.
You're right. It is a family show.
This is a family program.
This is prime time.
From 1 to 2 a.m. Okay.
This is when we do it. Wait,
I'm
hold
ready.
On. Here we go.
All right.
Yes,
it's Ben time. All right. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I like the colloquial version of that. Uh-huh. Don't be a fool.
Cover your camera.
Cover
in summary.
Aiden has switched back. Can you hear anything, Aiden?
Yeah, now I can hear things. Ah, I don't know what's up with this.
Beautiful. We fixed everything.
I still hear this jangly guitar. It's kind of happy. Can we just...
Like, yeah, could we just...
Cream of wheat. Jangly guitar. Everything is positive on the show. Walking through a coffee shop with my attractive children and happy wife. I have a stable career and a gray cardigan. Drinking a macchiato and wearing nice leather shoes.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I was impressed. Like, it felt like something was summoned from deep within me. It was good.
It was beautiful.
Thank you, Ben.
Should we take them off with the next song?
Yeah. Are you? I feel like you're feeling it, right?
I am ready. I'm ready.
Okay, cool.
If that's what you're asking.
It's time for Song Time with Ben.
Here we go.
Separate little program within the program. Song Time with Ben.
Doo-doo.
Bring me up, bring me down, place with make me move like And
we're back. Oh. Why, hello. It is I.
Hello.
With your dear friend, Ben.
Hello. It is me, Ben. I brought you that song. I made that song play.
And what song was it again?
It was Mr. Saxo Beat by Alexandra Stan.
A classic. I have like good memories of that from just like eighth grade, feeling all my inhibitions melt away.
Do we even know like a butter. Single other song by this artist?
Alexandra Stan? I don't think so. I think Alexandra Stan sort of came and went. Flash in the pan sort of thing.
Other songs by Alexandra Stan.
Include. But we are not limited to. We wanna. Oh.
Balan's 2K18 French version.
Mm. Oh my.
Balan's 2K18 French version featuring Heartbreaks with a Z and Kyle Kennedy English remix.
You know, Z Heartbreaks means it's good.
Z means
Z stands for quality in French.
That's something I'm also aware of as a truth.
Because as a capital T truth. Because we all know that. I don't know where I'm going to go with that.
It doesn't matter. Because we were going to go there together. And it's about the journey,
go there,
not the destination. But it's also about the destination.
Sometimes, depending on how the journey was.
Yeah, if the journey's bad, it's about the destination.
If the journey's good, it's about the destination. If the destination's bad, it's about the journey. If the destination's bad, it's about the journey.
So those are the four conditions. There will be a
capital
test.
T truth. Oh, another capital T truth.
Yes.
That I was going to say at the beginning of this program. I kind of have forgotten.
Remind us.
What was I going to say? wait, what did I say was important?
Oh. Beans.
No, we were talking about that after.
Owls?
Screech owls.
Screech owls.
Are important. That's a big thesis.
Shall we remember what screech owls sound like?
Screech owls.
Will you do your impression and then I'll play the real one and we'll see who is. Wait. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play a screech owl noise or Aiden is going to do his impression.
And you are going to guess in your mind because clearly calling in is just not working for us today.
You're going to guess and we'll know. Okay.
All right.
Please. One of the two things we'll play next. Or the third option. So it's one of those three.
What made us this way?
What
cruel forces made us this way? Ben's literally sobbing. He's truly sobbing right now. There are so many. His eyes are sweating so hard.
How a human being made any one of those three noises. Somehow both.
Screech owls are important. Let it be known. It's a capital T truth. Screech owls are indeed important.
Did you ever explain why screech owls? Yeah,
they're just like, they were really definitive to our culture. And also in the book, The Guardians of Gahool, like the book series, one of my favorite characters was a screech owl. And he was like both intelligent, but also small and kind of ditzy. And it like made me feel at home. So
it's not that screech owls are important to general populations.
No, I mean, they are.
The only general population that they're important to is you.
No, they're important to other people. I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for everyone's experience, Ben.
I'm Googling, are screech owls important?
Okay, Google away and Google will be like, yes, Ben, of course.
They're nocturnal. That's important.
I mean, yeah. Oh, what hath Google
they don't say? Seem unimportant.
Well, that's good reasoning.
So I guess they are important?
Oh.
Just as we suspected.
Yes.
We've gotten to the bottom of the truth bucket.
The truth bucket runs low on truth.
It runs over with truth.
It's big truth.
It's spilling.
But that's interesting. Thinking of truth is just a big opaque bucket. and there's a capital T truth at the bottom. It's covered up, obscured, if you will, by a bunch of little T truths.
And mud.
And mud and sand.
And you have to take your begloved hand and shove it deep within the buckets.
Little truths. Ah, capital T truth, mud, sand. And you pull it out, and you rinse it of the mud, sand, and little truths, and you go...
This is one.
Uh-huh.
We have found truth. It.
And it'll be like...
Discovered.
And it'll be like, morality does not change, regardless of your position. And you'll be like, oh, constant moral imperative. Bringing it back, baby!
It's a callback.
Yeah. Still got it.
We're here bringing you the capital T truths in the capital B buckets.
New motto for the week. I think we might have to put that on our PR.
Or even, perhaps...
On a t-shirt. I'm kind of really into the idea of making cream of wheat t-shirts now, but like no one would purchase them.
And each one, fun fact, believe it or not, and some people didn't believe it, we will take each and every single... item of apparel you purchase
and hand dip it in truth bucket.
But instead of it being filled with truth, it'll
just be sand
and cream of wheat.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
And then mail it warm and soggy like in a paper manila envelope through the United States postal system.
That's so
ruining
painful.
Other people's checks.
That's so painful.
And other letters from painful. Loved ones across the
Stop.
Country.
That's
globbing
so
up the postal service bag.
No, please never use globbing as a verb
being
ever again.
Baked on your front
Not
porch.
In this family, we don't
the
use the verb
sweltering
globbing.
Sun Stop. Until you open it and
Stop.
Out.
Stop. A t-shirt.
Onto the ground in your front foyer.
In your foyer.
Is a dried, caked, nasty cream of wheat, soggied
shirt.
All
right,
and all
music
that
time.
For the
okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, so for all you music fans out there, we got a nice piece of music coming up.
It's a little ditty.
Yep.
By whom?
That's to be said after the
a
song.
Secret.
Ben.
It's
That's
a secret, guys. Right, weren't okay. you listening? Yeah, it's yeah. a secret. Stop asking in.
All right. Yeah. Please.
He doesn't
okay.
want to tell you.
Thanks, guys. All right. Bye. See you later.
Be with you. Do things that lovers do. Slightly domesticate the truth, and righteous stillness is the move. The ceilings that we ignore, the slept on floors never end. This is how we saw the world side by side from the road and the stage. So our lives were twined and curled and mixed up like the code we obeyed. And that was basically my dream, and I dreamed it with you till we betrayed, yeah. And love will burn out.
Cream of Wood is back.
How do you do, partner?
Oh, howdy.
Ahoy, matey.
I saw that you just sauntered into this here saloon.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Ha-ha.
So, Western theme tonight.
So,
in other words,
welcome to Cream of Wheat. We're doing our Western theme.
We're doing a Western thing, so saddle up.
Partner, and get riding.
Down to the
old
snake oil salesman shop.
Ah, me! Would you like to look at my wares?
No, thank you.
He's a creepy old dude.
It's a creepy guy, but he has the best snake oil in town.
Come on in. This is totally real. It smells like lavender. Good.
That's probably made out of something illegal.
That's probably not healthy. What's the name for the snake oil salesman?
Patrick.
That's so out of character. I'm on Patrick the snake oil salesman. Oh my.
That is how he talks.
My old Nick and Jones just need all the snake oil.
Snake oil?
Buy your snake oil.
He's the type of guy that I feel like talks really softly, so you have to lean in really close, and then screams in your face.
That's snake oil!
And you don't want to get too close.
You don't want to get too close to Patrick.
Because he has not used mouthwash.
He's
going to
get you.
Oh, he'll sneak up on you with his little dainty
mouse oil drenched fingers. I mean, I just said mouse oil.
No, it's
snake oil.
You feed the mouse oil to the snake oil.
Yeah, you feed the mouse oil to the snake oil, and the snake oil goes hum, 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 with its little oil mouth,
and then like eats it in one bite, and then you can watch the little like knot of mouse oil. You've seen snakes in cartoons. Don't look at me like that.
don't look at me with those judgment eyes.
Those judgmental. So, the songs you just heard,
yeah,
were played on the radio.
So first it was little dirty projectors up in Hudson.
Ooh.
And then Ben. Oh.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, we have a caller. Mayhems. Okay, I'm willing to entertain this.
We'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Let's play around with this idea. Hello, welcome to Cream of Wheat.
Hi, can you let us in again? We're the next DJ.
Oh, hi, next DJ.
We've made a friend.
Oh, that's lovely.
You are on air.
You call and say hello to us. You're on air, so enjoy that. We just are kind of loving this.
Oh, it's okay, like your show started earlier. Yeah.
Except it didn't. We'll come and let you in.
We'll come get you in a minute.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, of course. No worries. Okay, all right,
bye.
See you in a sec.
So that's a preview for what you're going to get
exactly.
In a little bit.
Hear those
bit.
Lovely voices. That's going to be great.
That will be nice.
Mm-hmm. But I think we should sign out here.
Should we?
I think that's probably the move.
If you were a listener to the show, where would you be listening to the show?
I'd probably be listening curled up on a nice little bear rug with my happy little sheepdog while I watch greyhound racing on the TV. Is that even legal?
I don't think
it's legal anymore.
Are passable.
Bear rug. My real bear rug with my big sheepdog.
Sheepdogs are legal.
Yes.
And you only own... I don't know if anyone owns them except for author's photos. I think that's the one place.
Yes. I won them on Booker Prize, and now I have a sheepdog. They gave it to me for free. All right. We got to go help these people.
We need to help them. They're freezing out there.
Yeah. In the meantime...
You've been listening to WMFO Medford.
91.5 FM.
FM.
Cream of Wheat.
On the FM, not the AM.
FM.
Even though it's in the AM. Don't mix that up.
It's not in the
FM. It's an FM in the AM, but it's not in the AM because it's the FM.
There it is. tune in next week. We always love to hear. We always love for you to hear us, I guess.
Yeah, that's what we want.
We like to hear too.
We like hearing ourselves equally as much.
Yeah. Oh, well, Ben, I think it's time to log off.
Okay. Goodbye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
It's been great.
Bye.
We miss you.
Bye.
They're such angels. Can they still hear us? Good. I miss you.
Miss you too. Ooh, this is kind of fun to speak to. I don't know if I'm going to log off just yet.
Hey, guys.
We're talking over this right now. This is kind of fun. Thank you.
That's better than different.